these words. The next voice that you will hear will be that of the living God, as presented to us by his servant, Pastor Victor. We welcome to the pulpit with a hearty amen. Amen.
Thank you, Mike. Happy Sabbath, family. Praise the Lord for this beautiful music. You know, everybody here can become part of this special group. There is just one condition. You need to apply for Philippine citizenship. If you apply and you are accepted, you are able to become part of this group. Thank you, family, Philippine family. We love you. You are great. Amen. Julian, thank you for being here, brother. A good surprise for me. Julian is a good guy from Framingham Church. Hispanic Framingham Church, thank you for being here. The title for the message today, like you can see in the screen, is The Heart of a Steward. But before we share the message today, we want to say happy birthday to Lauren. Yesterday was your birthday, yes? Yeah, that's good. I would like to know how you feel became a 25-year-old. Lauren, we love you. You are special. Thank you so much for everything that you do for our church. Amen. Family, remember, we have our sister Maria is here with us, and she lost her husband, and the funeral ceremony will be not this coming Sunday, but the next one. That is August 30, yes? And also, there is a funeral service for Monday, 31st. The service for Sunday will be in the afternoon. The service for Monday will be in the morning. We are needing volunteers for support that program. For Monday, if you are able, please come and support us for that program. The Heart of a Steward. The message that we will present today is about David. But when we see David's life, we can find four major characteristics that make him a good stewardship for God. But because the time, today we will be presenting only one. And the next time that I preach here, I will be following that topic about the heart of a steward. I want to invite you to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for all kind of blessing that you have gave us. The blessing of the life, the blessing of the material thing, our family, but over everything, the promise of the everlasting life. We want to ask you your presence, your blessing, your guidance from your Holy Spirit in some way that this message can be not my message for your church, but your message for your church. Please bless everybody here and put our heart in connection with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. There is this biblical verse in 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7. But the Lord said to Samuel. What the Lord said to Samuel? Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. He's talking about who? David's brothers, no? Especially the oldest one. The Lord does not look at the thing people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord look where? At the heart. God is looking not our appearance. He is looking our heart. The aim, the more important, is about our heart. For that reason, the Bible says, surrender your heart to Jesus. The purpose of this message is to show in the life of David's life the characteristics of a Christian steward who wish to live according to the God heart. When we read the Bible, we can find that David received a high price from the heaven. David is one of most charismatic, multifaceted, and influential character in the biblical history. His life and quality can be analyzed, studied from different perspectives, like a musician, compositor, poet, warrior, military leader, politician, spiritual leader, statesman, father, even inventor and designer. Because he designed a lot of musical instruments for the sanctuary. He has so deep passion for God that he tried to do everything for God. Amen?
However, today I'm inviting you to look at David as God's steward.
We are not watching today, David today through his military skill, leadership skill, statement skill. No, we will be watching David like a God steward. Throughout the biblical narrative, we meet different characters who receive extraordinary and inspiring praise from the heaven. What the Bible say about Abraham? The Bible called Abraham God friend. Wow, beautiful. What the Bible say about Daniel? Daniel was God beloved. About Job, the Bible says he was a perfect and upright man, fearing God and turning away from evil. Wow. Yeah. Abraham, friend of God. Daniel, beloved from God. Job, he was perfect. About John the Baptist, the Bible says he was the greatest man among those born of women. Thy high price. Praise. But what the Bible say about David? The Bible say about David, now of David God say, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, who will do all my will. Wow. No, you are friend of God. No, you are beloved from God. No, you are perfect. No, no, no. Your heart, his heart, David's heart is like God's heart. And he will fulfill God's will. That's amazing.
Although in scriptures the lives of men such as Daniel, Elijah, Elisha, or Joseph are recorded, who, unlike David, are not recorded as having committed any sin, none receives the honorable title of being a man according to the heart of God.
Yeah. The Bible say something about sin from Daniel? No? From Elijah? Eliseo? No. But what say about sinful life from David? A lot. Beyond his sinner life, beyond he, for God called him a man like my heart. That is wonderful.
What makes David such a special man that today we can consider him a model for the Christian steward?
Wow.
What enhanced David's character that made him worthy of such an honorable title, yet at the same time it was so compromising? In his foreknowledge, what did God see in this young shepherd boy that others could not?
When we look in the life of David, we can see God was right, and that this unknown young man from Bethlehem of Judea will become a spiritual giant, a man of faith, vision, and courage, a mother of heroines, trust, worship, and God surrender to God. A man after my own heart, who will do my will.
David embodies the characteristics of a Christian steward. A steward after God's own heart depends and waits on God's timing.
I say before that through this series we will see four different characters from David. Today, our focus will be David waiting for God's timing. His passion, his confidence, that even though so many things were happening around him, God was in control. He was not impatient. He was trusting God has the control. God is in control. And today, we need to develop that same character, no? Because like David, we are facing so many challenges in our life, But we need to proclaim, we need to rest, we need to trust God is in control of my life. The God time is the perfect time. God time is the perfect time. Not my time, but the God time.
David waited with patience and trust in God. Waiting is defined as patiently staying where one is, or delay action until a particular time, or until something else happens, believing or knowing that something will happen. Having the certainty you will get what you want. Learning to wait patiently is contrary to our nature as humans, especially in present culture of instant gratification. I want it, and I want it now.
That's the time that we are living. I don't wait to wait until tomorrow. I want today, right now. I steward after God's own heart, trust God, and learn to wait on God, knowing God's time is perfect. In contrast to Saul, impatient nature, you know? Samuel say, I will be there. But Saul say, no, I cannot wait. And he made sacrifice from his own. And Samuel say, oof, God reject you. God don't like to work with people that don't trust in him, that are not able to wait on the God time. For that reason, the Bible says he was rejected. Different to Saul, David patiently wait for God's timing. When Samuel anointed David, Samuel said to David, you will become a king. You are the king. He became a king next day. How long he need to wait? 10 years. During that time, he was not in one school preparing him for becoming a king. Saul was trying to kill him, and he was running away. Hiding in different places. Maybe in some point he said, God, you say I am king. That is the moment that I need to become a king. But no, he went away. When Saul was almost in his hands, you remember?
Yeah.
David said, no. No, it's not in my time. Is in the God time. Thy trusting in God. Thy confidence. God is in control. I need to wait. I need to trust. I need to follow God. For 10 years, David patiently waited for the fulfillment of the promise he will be the king of Israel. 10 years. That is a lot. 10 years. But he wait, because the God servant wait in God.
A steward after God's own heart depends and waits on God's timing. In the most difficult moments of his life, and against all human perspective, David knew God was in control of his life. God was with him. God was going to glorify himself in his life, and therefore, he did not have to despair.
Amen.
As children of God, we need to learn to trust and wait on the Lord because, number one, it's the way to grow spiritually. In Psalms 27, verse 1 and 14, we read, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" David had seen God's deliverance and had developed an implicit trust in him.
Amen.
He now could recommend to others to wait on the Lord. Wait for the Lord. Be strong. Take heart. Wait for the Lord. This is how stewards think and act according to God's heart.
Amen. I love that. And David's declaration, wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. Wait. God is in control. We
Number
need
two,
to learn to wait in the Lord.
It is the way to fill our hearts with peace in the midst of the storm.
Amen.
Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
Don't be afraid. Anxious about anything. Wait in the Lord. Trust in God. Trust in God. Maybe you have listened to a baby story about the plane that was shaking, no? And everybody in the plane was afraid. Sitting there was a little child. He was in car. He was happy. "Why you are not afraid? "I am not afraid because my father is the pilot. He's in control. Relax. He is in control." That remember one guy. Last year, the Vacation Bible Study, the topic, the thing was, relax, God is in control. Mike was the big man for that BBS. Relax, God is in control. We can proclaim the same today. Relax, God is in control. I am not afraid. God is in control of my life. I will trust. I will be waiting. He is the pilot.
God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea.
Amen.
Number three, as children of God, we need to learn to trust and wait on the Lord because it is God's way to give us not what we want, but what we really need.
Do you believe that? We need to learn to wait in the God time because that is the way that God used to forgive us, not what we are waiting, but what we really need. Which is the difference? What I am waiting, what I want, and what I really need is different. God is more smart than you and me. He knows what we really need. Amen. And what is the best for us. Sometimes we want something, but God say, no. I have something better than you. Amen. This is not the time. Wait. Trust. I am in control.
Jeremiah 29:11. My old friend, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future.
Amen. Which is the God plan for you and for me? Gay ass. Hope and better future.
Amen. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will do this. He will make your righteous reward shine like the dawn, your vindication like the noonday sun.
Amen. Number four, we need to learn to wait in the Lord. Why?
It is the method that God uses to prepare us for eternity.
Amen.
I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and he set my feet upon a rock. And established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord.
Amen. God, you are God, my God. You are Lord, my Lord. Is no early. Never. Even though he doesn't use wash. Even though he doesn't use alarm, he never is early. Or God is not late. God is always on time. He is always on time. We may encounter distressing situation. But we can still wait in God. He doesn't use wash, but always he is on time. Remember, God made one promise to Abraham. You will have large descendants. How many years he wait? The promise was gave him when he was 75. But finally, he became a father of the promise when he was 100. 25 years waiting. God made the promise. Sometimes he get impatient, but in the right time, the promise came. Amen? Amen. The remnant of God's people wait for almost 4,000 years for the coming of the Messiah. Yes? It's too late. God is in control. Amen. In the right time, he is coming. He is coming. He is coming. The church had been waiting over 2,000 years for the return of Jesus. Here, the idea is the God people wait for the Messiah, no? Sing garden, when God say one redeemer will came, the God people wait for 4,000 years, and finally he came to the earth, and now Jesus made a promise. I am coming again. Amen? I am coming again. And the church has been waiting for 2,000 years. The question is too late? Or we need to still waiting and waiting and waiting, because God's time is the perfect time.
The steward after God's own heart prays, trusts, and waits patiently. Waiting patiently and confidently is the great school of learning and spiritual growth from which God wants his children to graduate with the highest honors on this earth in order to receive the degree of citizens of the kingdom of heaven.
Amen. We are in one school and waiting. Waiting is the bigger lesson that we need to learn. Waiting in the Lord.
The great challenge of a spiritual steward is learning to wait and trust in God, even against all human reasoning or prediction. For the revelation awaits an appointed time. It speaks of the end and will not prove false. Though it linger, wait for it. It will certainly come and will not delay.
Amen. He will come. God has set a schedule for his plan for our life. The promise is completely true. Patience is required while the time approach. It's happening. Not in your time, not in my time, but that will happen in God's time for our life.
Though the fig tree does not bud and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen, no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior.
No matter what the appearance, no? The human consideration, we can trust. Amen. Like Job, he say, I know that my Redeemer lives. And even though I go to the earth, I know that from there he will write me. And I will be able to see my Redeemer. Trusting in God against all human circumstance. That is our challenge.
Waiting on God is not a passive state. Patience from the biblical perspective is an active virtue, a courageous perseverance, persistence, and endurance that can't be shaken by fear of evil or danger.
Amen. Waiting in the Lord is not sit down until something happens. You need to work. You need to move forward. But in the same time, we need to say, I am trying to do my best, but I will be waiting in God, waiting in the perfect God time for my life. Dear brothers and sisters, I don't know the desire that you have in your heart or the situation for which you have been praying for so long time. But even though I don't know, even though Maybe a person that is sit down next to you don't know about your prayer. God knows everything about you. And he not only knows about your concern, your pain, your suffering, he also already hear your cry, the cry in your heart. Amen? Amen. He has been your tears, and he know your pain, sorrow, and afflictions. That prayer for the salvation of your children has already risen to the throne of the God and reach his ear, the Bible say. Amen? Amen. Is in my distress, I call upon the Lord and I cry out to my God, and what happened? He hear my voice from his temple, and my cry came before him, even to his ears. God knows everything about you. Amen. And he is working for you.
At the appointed time, God will reveal his glory in your life and grant you the desires of your heart. Our prayer should be, Lord, give me the faith to continue trusting in you.
Amen. Lord, give me the faith to continue trusting in you.
Give me the heart of a faithful steward so that, like David, I may continue trusting and proclaiming God's timing is perfect.
Amen.
And give me a heart that continues to trust and wait for the manifestation of your grace and glory in my life and in the lives of my family.
Amen. That is my prayer for you. Amen. Amen. We can please, may I stand up? I don't know if there is somebody here that is going through some special situation, but God knows everything about you. He loves you. He has heard your voice, your cry. He's working for you. Our challenge is to wait until the perfect time that he will be manifesting his glory, his power, his mercy in our life. Trusting in God, waiting in God, that is our challenge. I would like to pray, but first we need to sing, yes? After the closing hymn, we will be praying for those that are going for some special situation.